I think I frankly have to apologize for that small little edit. But, you know, that actually wasn't a band that played at the festival. And the only reason that Mr. Squidless was able to allow that was because it was a purchase that was made between the band, the Smaller Brethren, and this little piece right here by The Thing, which we're going to play for you now.
Oh, I didn't know that. You bought this right between them?
Sorry that I didn't just But, you know, and it happened. But, I mean, anyway, before
why
that...
Why in the world would you use the word sorry so soon after hearing that track like that?
Because sometimes people have to just come down.
Okay, understandable, understandable. Well, now you're going to get on up, even though, you know, the crowd at Nickelsdorf, I think we were all really fucking bushwhacked after listening to 12 hours of music all day.
Pulpit Arm Pippet. Tell them what that was before the thing.
Before the thing that was Kotch Shoot Suter plus two DJs because there was an interspersal intermixture. And also, you know, I don't mind playing that because I do have a very strong desire to see Kotch Shoot Suter at Nickelsdorf. And I'm convinced it'll happen. So there be it. So had it. But after, you know, the thing, we had to listen to, seriously, 12 hours of music by the time this next band came on. We were all tired. We were like, oh, what's this going to be? It's a party band. And it goddamn was. Trio exclusive. Eventually, everybody danced and just shook their booty. Very horny. So, end of Saturday, moving on to Sunday. Afternoon set back at the Kleelhof. Walter Molly and Oscar Aichinger, which actually I've got an Oscar Aichinger solo album. And I forgot to bring it, but that's okay because he was drinking white wine while he was playing the piano at 2:30 in the afternoon and seemed very comfortable and relaxed. Walter Molly playing soprano saxophone. I myself chose to go and lie down completely horizontally. I was listening and enjoyed everything on a nice felt-covered stage over on the other side in the darkness. Which, the funny thing was, once I got up to clap, there were like 15 people laid down completely horizontally. This is from a very early show at the Nickelsdorf, 1978. It's called Atlantis, and it's by a band with Richard Ahmad Pekoke on piano, Joseph Traindl on trombone, Heron Ghulam Barabbas on alto sax, and Walter Muhammad Mali. Ho ho!